we're setting the stage. We're opening up to the new forecast. So while everyone's scrambling with the old energies and saying, oh my gosh, what is occurring? And this is the whole point. What's occurring is ascension. So the old formulas are just in disarray. So as we will bring forth the new tomorrow, now this is very important that we understand, we are the bridge makers. We're the ones bringing forth the new tomorrow. And you want to remember that the microcosm equals the macrocosm. So if you're arriving because, hey, I'm just trying to get through my day, that's the new tomorrow of your days. So whether you're thinking about the outer interests or the inner interests, it's all the same. It's all the same because we're dreaming in light from duality, from darkness. So as we will receive that golden arch, so that golden arch is you can think of it as the sun energy, you can think of it as God's rays. But what they're showing me is like as we dream in the golden arch. So the golden arch, it almost looks like a rainbow, but it's gold. It's in golden energy. What this does, it's like a canopy. It's signaling the new age. It's signaling the new arrival. So if anyone remembers my embrace card, which is really like the world card, but it's always like embracing our world, embracing all of life. So what we're offering to all of life, and again, this includes us because we're all one and the same, is our future existence. Now, our future existence already is. So when we open up to these attunements, what we're really doing is opening up to our own sunshine. We're opening up to our own energies, our master, they're saying our master acquaintance. So this is our master self. This is what we're obligated to. This is what we have forecasted. This is what we have symbolically gestured when we allow our own individual paths to kind of go awry, to kind of be uprooted. It's because we're not here to finish out a 3D lifeline, where a timeline. We're here to bring forth the new arrival. So as we will receive our harmonics, so we want to remember we're energy, we're vibration. Hold the right frequency and you'll manifest that which you desire. So when we're receiving our new harmonics, it's like we're just stepping into the costume that's been ours all along. What, you know, if you're like in a Broadway show and you're the lead star, it's like everyone's been working on your costume, putting the beads, putting the sequins, and it's all ready for you. It's the perfect size. It's been fitted. It's the right formula. It's been checked out. So when you step on stage, it's like you're fitted in the right costume. Now, our right costume is our golden inheritance, is our golden light. So for those that are clairvoyant, for those that just have the feeling, you're going to be feeling the energy, that vibration, that golden energy. And it's like a canopy. It's almost like a willow tree that just those branches just fall over in all directions. So this is what we're receiving now that's bringing us into divine union. This is what we're allowing ourselves to enjoy. Now, this is a must. We're not enjoying life because everything's working out according to our benefit at all moments. We're enjoying the passage of time. In other words, we're allowing time to pass and we're enjoying our new relevance. We're opening up to our truth. So this would be, you ever like have a good day where nothing's changed, but you're changed, you're just feeling good. So it really doesn't matter what's going on. What we don't understand quite yet is that is what we're journeying into on a full-time consistency. Because when we open up to our true vibration, that takes us home. Now, when we align with this, not only do we feel our best, we feel at one with our Christ presence, but then all that is required. In other words, we are all here to perform miracles. And that's the truth of it. We are all here to attend to grace, to perform miracles, to bring forth the new laughter, to bring forth the new provisions, to bring forth the Holy Grail. So that when we reverberate with our entitlement within, when we allow that golden energy to stir us with delight, then all that is ours. Remember that costume that was ours? We were fitted for it. It was prepared for us. All that we need, the perfect relationship, the perfect circumstances, the perfect cash flow, whatever is required, is going to be dreamed in. We're going to bring it forth because we're in alignment with our destiny. So as we will receive these golden harmonics, now when I say golden harmonics, it's I just have flashes of light. I mean, it just looks like a light show to me. And what we're doing is allowing in our best. Now, our mind likes to keep track. We likes to tally. We've been subjugated to past inferences. So in other words, the ego, good, bad, right or wrong. So we've all been holding and chained to the energy of judgment. So to receive these new harmonics, it's a liftoff pattern of success where it's realizing we're already divinely perfect. We're already our divine essence. We step out of those old franchises and open up to our acquittal. So as we will say yes to our divine entry, there's a portal that we are responding to that allows us to receive the energy of love. Doesn't have to be earned, doesn't have to, well, you got to burn off the karma of what you did yesteryear. That is the old formula. We're stepping out of karma. We're stepping out of density as we will allow it. So to allow it means coming under the umbrella, if you will, remember that golden energy of light, of our divine inheritance, who we are in truth. So this is going to be the story of the prodigal son. We'll also add the prodigal daughter. So a coming back home to our true energy, to our true ministry, to our true essence. So as we will dream with delight, dreaming with delight means everything can shift in a nanosecond. Everything, it's like as we drop the old stalemates, as we drop the old, well, I need Congress to do that and Congress to do this. Well, that's because we're dreaming powerlessness. So we're dreaming that something outside of me has to okay it. Something outside of me has to come along. That's powerlessness. That's what we're all dreaming. So others seem to hold the power because we actually are insisting upon that, unconsciously, of course. So we're coming into true union with our holy advantage. And so as we will dream in that light is power, that light is love, that light is correction. So we no longer need the old entrapment to make it better for us. We no longer need to wait for outer authority to permit us. We turn on the light and create new probabilities, new opportunities. So now this goes far and wide in terms of social structures, governmental structures, but it also goes far and wide in terms of our own personal pathway. So this is every challenge that you have brought forth. We're all holding challenges. I've yet to find someone that isn't. We're all holding challenges because it's equating to our old consciousness. So as we dream in the light, we bring forth the provisions of renewal. So with justified pride, we open to our divine inheritance. So we're solving everything through consciousness. And as we bring this forth, we bring forth merriment and glee. So what they mean by that is what we're doing for ourselves, we do for the all. So if you're in the process of manifesting a physical healing, if you're in the process of manifesting the golden coins, you're going to be doing this through consciousness. You're going to be doing this through corrective value. And as we do this, of course, because we're all one, we offer that signal of change to the collective. We make it that much more easier for everyone to join in. So as we will receive these harmonics, we do so with saying acquainted stature, a most interesting verbiage, acquainted stature. What they mean by that is we're just coming back to ourselves and it's an old acquaintance of ours. Imagine saying like an old friend from long ago, I remember you, how are you? We're remembering our true self. So as we will receive this light again, there's no tally sheet, there's no, but you don't know what I did 10 years ago, yesterday, this morning. That is, we did all that, whatever it may be, out of the provisioning of lack. So when we're distant from our divine source, we're reverberating out of lower values. So we think we need to manipulate. We think we need to still attune to that old coursework. And really, we're kind of insane in that way. Again, not in judgment, but simply we're functioning out of the split mind. So we're coming into wholeness. We're coming into full allowance. So at this point, you want to imagine however it is for you. You can have like a fountain of golden light just spraying you. You can be underneath light. You can be underneath the sun. You can just imagine all the stars in the sky just twinkling for you. You can just have this feeling of pleasure, or you're just starting to understand things can be different. So just that there's someone doing that. It's like, I don't get any of that. But what I do get is a little teeny tiny bit of hopefulness. Like maybe this is possible. So you want to remember Joshua's teaching, faith as small as a mustard seed. Faith as small as a mustard seed, because we are the creators. We're not waiting for Goddess. We're not waiting for Sophia. We're not waiting for an outside authority to come make it better. We are consenting to our own reverberation. We're consenting to our own light. We're consenting to our own possibility. We are the ones that are saying yes to love. We are the ones that are saying yes to our own divine union. We are the ones throwing away, discharging, expunging the old reality and affording ourselves our new victory. So as we will receive this offering, we want to, they were saying this past couple of times, we want to imagine it just being in free flow. So if you have seeds of light, those seeds are just going in a radius all around you. I mean, just like they're, come hither, I can't get their words, but just surrounding you. It could be spraying, it could be in joining you. I've got someone that has like waves, I guess photons, you're pretty good, whoever you are, but it just looks like light waves, and they're encircling you, and because of your desire to serve, you're holding that vision to encircle it near and far, so around the globe to all neighboring countries. You're getting high marks for that, by the way. So it's not only let's make this country that seems to be in need of light and some support, but you're recognizing that to just serve the self-interest is still the vestige of yesterday. So you're coming into agreement with that universal flow. So it's like all for one, one for all. What I wish for myself, I wish for all of humanity. So again, remember what comes to for somebody else, it's literally coming through your lungs. That has something to do with your destiny. So when I tune into your lungs, I literally see like light going through like the passages through your lungs. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. So I'm not sure if you're aware of that or not, but whoever it is, you're going to be. I literally see light entering both lungs, and it just looks beautiful. All right. So we want to receive this with joy. We want to receive this with allowance. So in other words, self-love. Self-love. The way to God is through our own love of self. So when I say God, whatever word fits right, divine self, I am presence, Sophia, pick your verbiage. But allow it to sink in that the way to that wholeness is through accepting your own whole self. Forgiveness, love, compassion, self-worth. Someone's working with a Merkaba. So they're asking us to receive this in bliss. And just imagine that. If you're not feeling in bliss today, it's perfectly fine. But just start imagining in bliss. In bliss. In bliss. Let us take a moment to receive.